Okay.
Grunt in an accent.
Hi.
What?
Oh. Hi.
I changed my last minute to
hey, hey.
Do you know what that is?
Japanese?
Yeah.
It's not giving grunt though. It's giving expression. No,
that's a Japanese like, hey.
That's not a grunt though.
Yes, it
that's
is a grunt.
Yeah.
I just watched Godzilla.
Okay.
And they were
yo, that was good, right?
I know, but when they did it, what did they do?
Hey.
But is, what's the definition when they were of on a the grunt? Boat? I thought a grunt is when you're just like.
When they were on the boat and they were feeling an overwhelming sense of accomplishment, what did they do?
Hey!
Did they not?
That's not a grunt.
Why are you not joining me when I'm doing it?
No, I'm just like.
Can you join me?
Okay, fine.
All right. Godzilla's going down!
Hey!
I did it Ember? Earlier. I actually joined you earlier. You
Ember?
You
hear me.
Huh. Hey!
Hey.
You said hey?
Yeah.
That's not a
what
grunt.
Was yours?
You're
making fun of our grunt.
No, mine was, I don't know, mine said, hi.
How is that a grunt?
Because,
No,
for real.
It doesn't even have any bass in
yeah,
it.
That's
no,
like,
because
I think the grunt
you
needs
know,
a bass.
When Desi moms or aunts, they're like tired, they'll sit down and be
that's
like,
that's a sigh, bro. That's a sigh.
Let me tell you
that's
the
that's not
grunt.
A grunt.
Okay, so that's why I asked for a definition of a grunt.
Let me tell you the grunt version of what you're talking about. They get tired, they're aching. This is the grunt.
Aye. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
It's not.
You're like, hi. That's a no, sigh. That's like a sigh, right?
You don't have to try to be cute for everything.
That, I'm not trying to be cute. I just am cute.
All right. Do your grunt now then.
Aye.
Do it. Like, okay, Amber. When you're constipated on the toilet, that grunt.
Yeah. That's what you do?
Yeah.
Amber's like, she cried.
No, I just go.
Yeah, I go for the height. One single drop.
Oh my God.
What was yours?
I did the.
What accent is that?
I tried to do like a Mario, like evil villain. Like
Italian?
Those little blocks. Yeah, I was like
Japanese Italian.
Yeah, Japanese Italian. So it's
generic.
A hybrid.
My first one was. Oh.
That's not
is that a French? Mario villain too?
No, I think that's a French one. Don't think. Oh.
Isn't that just mean yes?
That's we.
You think people just say that for yes?
No, like when they're really excited, like, uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do they do that? Like, I've
yeah.
never.
Yeah.
Or is
know.
That like in cartoons? I swear that's like a cartoon.
All of our references are in cartoons. Yeah. Everything is always in cartoons.
Yeah.
Mine's real life.
Right. Welcome back to Strange Flavors, everybody.
Woo!
Teehee.
My name is Hansi Faras.
My name is Shamir.
My name is Arg Amber.
Ew!
Arg Amber?
That's a grunt.
Arg Amber.
I really don't like to start the podcast with this much cringe.
You know, she picked a pirate, though. Like I feel like...
No, but the Arg Amber.
No, you need to do like aggressive Arg. What's it?
Yeah, grunt with it.
Yeah,
add bass in it.
Arg
There you
Amber.
Go.
Okay, that was pretty good. Yeah. That's
a
not
for
bad.
Effort.
Thanks.
This is the strangest and greatest podcast you've ever heard in your entire life.
Very
hey,
monotone.
We brought back the tagline.
Yeah. You came up with that one time.
Yeah.
And then it was a good one.
It was a good one. And then we forgot it.
I actually forgot about it till right now.
Yeah, same, honestly.
Are you okay?
I'm trying to see what we usually
Bro
say.
Froze.
Yeah. Okay. I had a picture I wanted to share with you guys, but I was trying to segue to it. I wanted to thank the new patrons and all the new subscribers because you're tremendously helping us out. We do this every single week.
What?
Your clap is so funny. You use it like a lot of like thrust in it when you do it. You have two hands. You're the only co-host with two hands.
Yeah.
And still you don't know how to clap.
No, but
that's
I feel
like,
no, he has a really efficient clap, actually. It actually, no, why? Because
such a cartoon
no,
clap.
Because a regular clap regularly. It's not giving the same.
Yeah, this, it's like.
That's giving clap.
Yeah.
That's like a, yeah, cartoon clap.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like really low.
Wait, let's see your clap.
Yeah, yours is like an orchestra clap. Yours is like a comedy
Mine
show
is
clap.
Like a sound effect.
Sound effect.
Yeah. What's yours?
Okay.
She's going to be making cutesy like...
Ew.
That is gross. That is gross.
I usually just tap my arm.
She got the fat clap.
I usually just clap my arm.
She got the height clap.
Why was it gross? What the? Hold on. This gives me like monkey
That's better,
symbol.
But before it was...
I don't know. I didn't think about it. I was just admiring your clap. I didn't need you to comment mine.
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to thank all the new supporters of this podcast. I wanted to show you guys a picture. I was actually comparing...
Claps?
The studio before we took the break and currently.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I wanted to see what you guys think as the major difference here. Do you notice something? Do you notice something?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's light outside.
Oh my god. Yeah. Our sound.
Something else is light also.
Yeah, our faces are light. The lighting's better.
Yeah, honestly, I know we have more effort now, but it looks like we had more effort then.
I would like to say for all the audio listeners that, well, let's just say that there's foam hanging on the wall and the foam has been drinking a lot of coffee and smoking a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah.
It is pure pee yellow.
It's
dehydrated
so
pee yellow.
Yeah.
And it used to be bright white.
We picked white. It was like an off cream color, I think, originally. It was like barely an off white, mostly a white. And then I think a couple of weeks in, I started getting accused of smoking hookah in this room. And I was like, I'm not doing that. And Frost was and actually we had a light that was underneath the foam and it was casting a shadow to the top of the ceiling. And then they went into an accusing session of the fact that there was something rising from the foam and it was hookah smoke.
We thought like the hookah smoke was like infused into the foam and we thought it was like oxidizing into the ceiling.
Look, with our experience,
it was just the lighting.
With Amber, sometimes she doesn't know what happens to stuff.
Yeah.
So it was just a natural kind of progression of trying to problem solve.
No, but it was more of like it was accusing rather than asking. It was like, Amber, why are you smoking hookah? And I was like, I'm literally not. I'm literally not.
So because Amber's been smoking so much hookah and the foam is yellow, I want to encourage the support system so that we can continue to build and maybe move into a whole studio space. Who knows?
But yeah,
that could be cool. But
we're going to need some money for that.
Yeah, it was just a good way to encourage people, but also show you this picture.
For a second, I thought you like brought in foam. You're like, and here's a surprise for the new, and it's like brand new foam. That would have been hype.
No, but I do have something I want to add to this.
Amber
would
just smoke all over it again. So.
I do eventually want to add something. We have this like corner here that we were supposed to have like memories, but now it's just my coffee stand. And it's literally just a corner table. It had little like, Frost, what is this?
It's Los Pollos Hermanos from Breaking Bad. It's a chicken company, and that's the cup from it.
Respect it, okay?
Whatever.
That's Gustavo Fring's cup.
Okay, hi, Gustavo. And then there's this SpongeBob.
The Krusty Krab.
You know what that is, right?
Yes, Krusty Krab and the Chum Bucket. And we had other random stuff like that.
It's not random.
It's not random.
Okay, my bad.
It was on theme with other things that are like, our podcast is called Strange Flavor, so it was like other places that were like, restaurant-esque. We wanted to do a whole flavors town. We've got the red chili flakes.
Like now I just want to give a little tour of this.
We've got Uncle Iroh's tea shop.
That's mm-hmm. used as a...
pen holder now.
Pen holder.
Jasmine Dragon Tea.
And now it just holds broken items, a camera cap, a chili pepper that I have for the boys up here when they have
pizza
after we record the podcast. My sunglasses that my nephew left here.
Clout glasses.
My water. And my coffee.
What kind of coffee is this?
This is just a cappuccino with milk. It's just cappuccino. But can I show what I want to have on it? I don't want to open it. But we talked about this in a previous episode, I think. And it's an ice spiced chia pet. And it's so brilliant. Like, look at it.
It looks sick. It's perfect.
This is the best thing that you've ever brought in. This makes up for the foam, honestly. She's going to absorb so much from her hair alone that we won't even need foam anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. But we're going to unbox this on the Patreon. So make sure to be a patron to see the unboxing, what's inside of it. And it might grow on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Wait, so this is cool because it's like, you know how they have the class pets? She's like our class pet.
Yeah. I love it.
Class Chia pet.
Class Chia
And every week people get to see her hair grow.
Oh, I love that so much.
We'll figure out how fast it grows.
Do you know Chia pets are literally just chia seeds?
Really?
That makes sense.
Oh.
It's just chia seeds that are watered.
Oh, so then you could just like do this yourself?
With just a bag of chia seeds.
But you're paying for like the sculpture of the thing.
Yeah.
Right. This is a great brand deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks everybody for being here. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
You didn't like that?
No. It was giving ick.
Right. That's what you give all the time.
Tee.
I wanted to share a PSA.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I'm going to share this PSA, and it's really targeted towards one person. And they better be listening right now.
Okay.
Is it us?
It could be. Okay. It could be you. It could be you. Or if you're listening right now, you don't think I know that it's you.
Could it be you?
It's not me.
Okay. It's you.
I feel like it's
Let's
you.
Let's be real.
You don't even know.
Okay, it just was giving you.
Yeah.
There was somebody who breached a private area.
Huh.
Okay.
Can you continue, please?
Like physical area or like?
My house.
Oh, huh?
An intruder.
Oh, a rat?
Oh, dang.
No.
Oh, a real intruder?
A real like rat.
What happened?
Like a real, you know what I mean? Like a snake.
A burglar?
An intruder like that. Yeah, a burglar.
A burglar.
Interesting.
Did he have a burger?
Okay. Somebody came in. My family was at a little shadi event.
Yeah.
And one day somebody decides they're going to somehow come into the house and take one specific thing.
Okay.
And it was a piece of jewelry. They didn't touch anything else, but it was a piece of jewelry. If you're listening right now, know that I have you.
What's the jewelry? All
right? What's the jewelry?
It's I'm not going to say what the jewelry is, but it doesn't belong to me.
Belongs I was thinking it was probably your ring since...
No. I wouldn't care about any of my stuff.
Okay.
No, it was something that belonged to my mother.
Okay.
Interesting.
Can you give more context? This is very
Have you ever seen the Pink Panther?
No.
But there's like a diamond.
But I know
You know how in the Pink Panther, like it's everything is fine, but this one piece has been targeted.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
Okay, so what happened?
Somebody, I have become the Pink Panther at this point because I've been investigating.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I'm going to find out who it is. So anyways.
How did you find out?
In the meantime.
Could you tell that the doors looked tampered with?
No. There was clues.
Okay.
But most importantly, the spot that it's at all times, like somebody clearly knew what they were doing in some way.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's one an of those, inside
one
job.
One of those scary situations.
That's an
right?
inside job.
So we were like, okay, we thought that, you know, this kind of stuff doesn't usually happen. But my mom, she's like, okay, we got to change the locks on the doors. Okay, we changed the locks. My dad, he's like, we got to set up cameras. Okay, we set up cameras.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, he's like, we got to get a doorbell.
Did you guys have a
doorbell?
One of
the video doorbells.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like all
a
security stuff.
A camera stuff.
Yeah. So then we got the doorbell. Me, I'm more practical.
We put a mouse trap.
I bought a sword.
Ugh, what an ick.
What kind of sword? Like a katana?
It's a
knight sword or...
It's called a scimitar, I think.
Okay.
But it's like a...
Oh, the circular?
All carbon. It comes from, like, you know, the Ottomans. It's like a legit, you know, full carbon, hand forged, battle ready sword.
Yeah.
That it'll be in this week. I will be training religiously.
You're so dramatic.
And the next time this person tries to enter, right? I don't want to hear no, oh, bro, I thought it was an Airbnb. Oh, bro, it's just a prank, bro.
Their hands are chopped off.
Your hands are getting chopped off, and I'm hanging them next to my Scarface poster. Fucking cockroach.
You think that this is more practical than a camera?
Amber, a camera people can tamper with.
Yeah. People can hack in.
You can hack into it.
Okay. Yeah. Nobody's
a gun. It. All right, cool.
You can dodge shot, it. You can dodge it.
You die, whatever.
Yeah.
A sword.
You can imagine. Drop.
Imagine your hands literally get chopped off.
Okay.
Yeah. Before you blink, they'll look at the sword, right? Frost is probably all the way downstairs.
Yeah.
He looks at the sword.
Yeah.
He blinks for 1 second. No
Boom.
More sword.
And it's going to be like in one of those animes where you don't even know that the slice went through.
Like his hands are out. And then he just sees like little cuts coming.
Okay,
and then slowly, and then
okay,
slowly
so now he's standing
off.
There.
And then the screams come. The pain is felt.
Like, ah!
Okay, but now he's standing there handless.
I'm hit him with a...
Hear me out. He's standing there handless, and he's like, bro, I was just going to go chill with Dower upstairs. And now it's just
wanna
his friend.
I don't want to hear
what
no.
Like, what if it's just Dower's friend that he's going upstairs to chill with?
Right now? Nobody is allowed to pull up with any sort of surprise. I will have the sword on me at all times. Mm-hmm. I'm working, sword in my hand.
This is such an ick.
I'm in the bathroom, sword in my hand, wiping with the sword.
Ouch.
Putting on shampoo with the sword, cutting my hair with the sword.
Nice.
Typing with the sword.
This is so gross.
Eating eggs, cutting vegetables with the sword. Do not come into my presence. With any type
was
of surprise.
Was this an important piece of jewelry? And also, like, how
Amber,
did they know?
Amber,
how
Amber.
Did they know? How if did they know where to go? Like, who had that much access to your room? I feel like you're doing all the extra shit. Why are you not doing the
first
right
of all,
detective work?
First of all, you need to calm down immediately. I don't care if they took a ring pop from me.
Okay.
I don't care if it was they ate my last brownie that
are
I had
you
saved.
Sure it wasn't misplaced?
Somebody who did not belong in my house came into my house.
Are you sure that it wasn't misplaced?
They will get...
Yeah, what if it's like in the laundry
yeah,
or something?
Like if you're saying that none of the doors were tampered with, all the doors were locked.
Amber, you think I didn't do any due diligence?
Okay, so speak about the due diligence, because right now
it
sounds like
speak
you're
about
like,
it.
Hey, somebody
to...
like moved
oh, okay.
it 4 inches
hey,
to the...
Hey, intruder, by the way, here's all the steps that I... No.
Not
all
intruder.
They need to know is...
You're telling us, buddy.
Did you take it?
No, I want to know why
you're acting like you took it.
Okay, because I know what this is.
Wait,
right?
What is under your shirt? Yo, she has a necklace on. Was
I
it a necklace?
Yeah, it's a permanent necklace too.
Was it the necklace?
It was a necklace.
Uh-oh. Take a look.
Doo-doom, 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 doom. Hi! Hi! Her head just slowly starts to
I'm just saying, we've been broken into once, and our window lock was broken. What makes you think that it was an intruder?
Amber, you think you're so smart. Like
I'm
we didn't...
asking you a direct question. I'm asking what the viewers are thinking. How do you know it wasn't? How do you know it was an intruder and not just a misplaced item? Answer it.
Okay, I'm not like you. I know where everything is placed. I don't just lose stuff. All of my stuff is organized. All of my stuff is nicely, neatly put in the places it belongs. I know where things are.
Okay, what was this important to you? Like, I just need it's more context. You came in here like, do you feel like we're lacking context? I feel like we're lacking
what
context.
What do you mean, was this important? Okay, so if something is not important to you, but somebody came in and took something, it's okay for them to come into your house?
No, I feel like this whole story's lacking
context.
Yeah,
what if like your brother's like cross-dressing or something, and like he took the necklace or something. He's just like, oh, I forgot to return it.
Then I'm a height.
Or what if your dad's just like trying it on, like, ooh, I look good in this. And you left on like the...
We all came together, right? We had a whole,
family meeting.
A meeting. We went over everything. We did a whole search. We contacted people. We, you know, went over where everything was. And it was pretty obvious.
Well, do you have an entry point to the house that was tampered with? Yes or no?
Possibly.
This is stupid.
Interesting.
That's not the point. I don't want to give away stuff.
Just because, say yes. Because or I no.
Give more information.
You don't have to tell us which window or
Amber's
whatever.
Like, Amber's like, oh, I have to use another entrance next time. Listen, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
All the person that needs to know, or anybody for that matter, is hey. That's it.
Yike. Okay.
No, the crazy thing is that happened to me like 10 years ago, 12 years. I'm pretty sure I told this story on the podcast like a while back. Mm. But literally, like, we have a bunch of like gear and whatnot and mm-hmm. stuff. And like, they didn't get any of that. They took the jewelry, and not even jewelry, but real jewelry. Like, my mom has fake jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
This thief mm-hmm. knew what was real exactly. and what was different.
And yes. How did it make you feel that somebody was in your house and did that?
It was scary knowing that, like, so also... in other contexts, was all the doors were open.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and all the lights were off. So they knew how to exit and mm-hmm. where to go. So they were like super intelligent thieves.
Right.
Was it while you were in the house?
Yeah. I came in while I was in the house and like.
And you never knew that they were in or out until you saw the jewelry missing.
Yeah. Well, so I walk in the house, all the doors are open, lights are off. And I call my parents. I'm like, hey, did you guys like leave the doors open? They're like, no, but like maybe we accidentally like didn't fully mm-hmm. close them. So I close all the doors, turn on the lights. Something was really sketchy. I was like, hey, is anyone in here? Whatnot? Like just running around like with a knife and shit like that.
Yeah.
And so then closing all the doors. And then they're like, hey, can you check our room? I checked the room and I was like, oh, it's pretty messy. They're like, okay, I think we just like left it like that. So I was like, okay. So I go to sleep, make sure our house is good. Everything's good.
Did you lock your door?
Lock the doors, everything.
Your own door, too.
And then I go to sleep. I wake up. There's a cop in my face.
Oh, my God.
In my room. There's a cop in my face. He's like, yeah, you guys, like, got robbed. Because I think when my parents came home, they saw that the jewelry was missing. Called the police. And then they just wanted more questions from me. So that's why the cop was in my face.
Why didn't your mom wake you up? Just letting the cop wake you up is so dramatic. See, do you see what the story had that yours was lacking?
Why are you mad at my story and not mad that somebody came and stole something from us?
I'm really mad at your story, honestly.
Yeah, there was no like, wants to
tampering of the doors.
Yeah, like where was the build up to it? Like you're just like, if somebody who knows what they did, it's something is gone and I'm coming after you.
Like
there's
no scratches on the walls.
Like where's the story at? You know,
there was certain things that had happened that I don't want to give away.
This is not
because
giving.
I don't want to reveal to
easy
the,
access
to the intruder. Because also
the intruder clearly already knows.
Oh, obviously they're the one that stole it.
Mm-hmm.
But if because I've been doing other things,
you hear the emotion. He's like, "There's something like in the house."
Okay.
Think somebody the intruder is somebody that you know?
Well, it could be. I mean, last time something was stolen from me, it was somebody I knew.
Oh, your head.
But do you think it is somebody you know? Because if that's the case,
yeah,
if
that's
it's not
wild. If it's an
not,
inside job,
why
it could be. But look, for example, right. If there's a window, let's say, for example, the window behind you, right? And that's where I know that you came in from last time. And then I set up some sort of a trap. Then I want to make sure that I catch you or I look for the things that I have done to that window that says, okay, this window was used again. And the other windows are marked in case, you know, you try to come in from one of those. So I don't want to give away everything.
Did the item have emotional value or like
all of it.
Monetary value?
All of it.
Okay.
All of it.
Yeah, I don't really like your story, but I'm so sorry to your mom. I'm so sorry that your mom had to deal with that.
Look, anybody, if they want to, right? If mm-hmm. they really want to, any of your neighbors, anybody can watch you for a period of time and know that, okay, these cars usually go at this time. And and when these like two cars are missing, then this is what the circumstance is. They can watch you very closely, learn all your patterns, mm-hmm. learn all your routines. And so what you have to do is you got to kind of disturb the routine a little bit to see the ghost, basically, right? Yeah. So right now, I am Shia LaBeouf in the movie Disturbia, and we are solving some sort of a mystery of the missing jewelry.
Have you, like, spoken to your neighbors and stuff?
I don't want you asking anymore. You're not the detective, okay?
Yeah, I'm just
know that
to
I have a. Just know that when you come into my house again, I have mm-hmm. a sword. And I'm going to chop your hands off.
Okay,
I'm
fully confident my hands will be here.
You are suspect number four at this point because of
go ahead
your line of questioning. Okay?
That's fine because one thing I know is I'm going to die with my hands intact, and it's not going to be from your sword if they do come off.
You think my sword can't chop your hands off?
I'm pretty sure it will never be me.
I know, but are you doubting my sword?
Fuck your sword.
Amber, it's high carbon. Hand forged. I'm training.
Really quickly.
Really quickly this. Do you remember when we stayed in an Airbnb?
I was just thinking of that.
In Ohio Pile? Yeah. I took an ordinary kitchen knife and
sliced
every single thing that was thrown at me. Do you remember this?
I do.
I am the real life fruit ninja. I'm good with swords.
Oh my god.
What?
That was so cringe.
Amber, this is a real thing that happened.
Ew.
I wasn't going, arg. This is not an app. I took an ordinary kitchen knife. Like Blue Eye Samurai, I started with a kitchen knife. And now I have my own sword. It has my name on it.
Oh my god.
What is
this is thief niche behavior, I swear.
No, listen. Okay.
She's like, I'm gonna steal more after this.
This is so cringe.
She's like, that's your preparation?
You're gonna hear about this on the news.
Okay. This one time I went on like 4 dates with this dude, right? Super handsome, fine, whatever, right? Took me on the most romantic dates. Cool. We get to the 4th date, right? And he's like, let's like make dinner and watch a movie. I was like, cool. So I end up making dinner and we're watching the movie. He's like, oh, wait, I want to show you something. I was like, okay, cool. He's like, close your eyes. So I close my eyes. I feel something heavy in my hands. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
This guy already sounds so cool. I know where this is going.
Yeah.
I open my eyes and it's a sword.
Yo.
And he was like, don't you think it's cool? And I was like, yeah.
Amber, this is not a lightsaber.
And I was like,
this is a sword. It's a real weapon. You know that, right?
And I'm holding it and it has like a cover on the knife.
Yes.
On the sword.
On the knife?
And
my God.
And he was like, open it. And I was like, I'm okay. You could take it back though. And he was like, no, open it. So I open it like
swords are cringe.
So I open it like I open it like 3 inches. And I was like, nice. And I closed it.
And did it go?
Okay. And so I was like, can you take this out of my hands, please? He's like, let me show you. So he takes the sword and he like unveils it. And he was like, do you like it? And I was like, yeah. When I tell you, I have never been drier than the Sahara Desert at that moment. I literally left and we never.
The sword ruined it for you.
The sword, like that moment alone.
What's wrong with the sword?
It was like the whole like him thinking.
Okay, so this is the problem she really had with my entire sword the whole time.
It was the second
I said sword, she just started questioning everything.
No, but he thought the sword was like so cool. It is cool.
What is your problem? Oh,
okay, I get it. Like, you know, maybe it's too much. Someone's like showing, you know, too much of their passions to you, maybe at a certain moment.
Mm-hmm.
But how is that a deal breaker?
It was
literally a protection device.
It was so cringe. And then
wait, hold on. Let me ask you. Okay, what if he showed you a gun?
I don't like that.
But is that as cringe as sword?
It's not as cringe. It's makes me feel more uncomfortable though.
Nunchucks?
Nunchucks, I wouldn't feel that way.
Hold on. What is this really line like of nunchucks? I feel like most people that have nunchucks have no idea how to use them.
Yeah.
They are a very difficult weapon to use.
Uh-huh.
And unless like he demonstrated for you, that would be insanely sick.
Okay.
You don't like the idea of like a guy like protection?
No.
And, like...
So he was just kind of like the smile while holding the sword just really... like really threw me off. And then the next day, I don't want to give away too much information, but the next day he posted a TikTok and it was like a fit of the day.
Was it with the sword?
And then he just started posing with the sword.
That is so fire.
That's fire.
And I thought at this moment, maybe I was being overly judgmental. I sent it, the TikTok, to a couple of friends and I was like, thoughts. And they were like, what the fuck?
The group chat is called Thoughts.
No. it does contain them though. And so they were like, what the heck? And we just bursted out laughing. And I brought it to many different opinions, like different types of girls, where I was like, do you think this is enough to have the ick? And they were like, yeah, like that was enough.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and continue to practice with the sword. And when you hear about this, Amber, if you hear about this, then I don't want to hear from you.
Did you really get your name like put on?
You know, you know what my name means? Do you know what my name means?
Wait, like how big is it?
It means the night. You're laughing at my name?
Oh my God. Frost, I really didn't think you were this cringe.
It's so symbolic. And it's going to be in a cool spot. All right. This is a new thing for me.
I want to know, ladies, like, does that add to the ick list? Swords.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's not a number, what, 362 on ick list? Swords, I think.
300,000, maybe.
300,000, yeah.
I just like that nunchucks was before sword.
Because usually when guys are into nunchucks, they're like, either they're really good at it and they're just like too obsessed with the nunchucks, like, hey, look at this. And then
or they're like fans of martial arts movies.
And they're like, Bruce Lee, like, look, I can do it. Yeah. I feel like that's when I like project myself into a woman, I feel like that would be more cringy than like a sword.
I still feel like those people that like have them.
If he was like, close your eyes and he opened and he was just like, I would be like, all right.
But that's more cringier than a sword, right? We can agree.
An active nunchuck, yeah.
The way that she was doing it, yeah. I mean, nobody's swinging nunchucks like a cowboy.
I'm just saying that,
this goes along with her entire hatred of men with niche interests.
Yeah.
For sure.
She likes a bit. By the way, this makes a lot of sense because I was actually, Amber showed me her like Hinge profile last week. And I saw like the people that she matches with. They are all the same.
Are they like dry or?
No. I mean, they look very like intimidating, like alpha males, but it's just funny because.
No, but like, are they like dry? Like, is all the profiles like exactly the same? Is the descriptions the same?
I can tell you that they all are like number one Drake fans.
Okay,
they also resemble Drake.
You listen to Drake three times more than my top artist in your Spotify rap.
I know, but what I was going to say is that they also resemble Drake a little bit. Like same cut. And they all have either 6 foot in their bio, like specifically 6 foot or 5'10", right? It was 5'10" and 6 foot, like specifically, right? And then they all look like they listen to a lot of Andrew Tate.
That's not true.
Interesting.
Definitely.
Really?
For somebody who doesn't like Andrew Tate, like they all look like...
Interesting.
It's definitely you have a type, very clearly. Damn. They're all... And some of them are bald.
Yeah.
With the same Andrew Tate, like...
Wow. She called Andrew Tate ugly.
I didn't say he was ugly. I just
said he looked like that alien thing.
Oh, yeah, he does. But that doesn't mean he's ugly.
That's ugly, right?
No, just because you resemble something ugly doesn't mean that you are ugly.
What?
Yeah, no.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you could be like, oh, that guy looks like Handsome Squidward. And Handsome Squidward is ugly, but you don't...
No,
you're
not
necessarily ugly.
He's literally handsome.
No,
Have you never seen him? No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's literally handsome.
No, but then you can have a guy who you say looks like Handsome Squidward that is actually handsome.
This is not making sense to me. But okay. I'll move past it.
Okay. Name somebody who's, like, really ugly to you.
No, that's so mean.
It could be like a cartoon, celebrity, whatever.
A cartoon or celebrity.
Yeah. Girl.
A girl.
Yeah.
But no, we're not doing this.
Why?
Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
Okay, guy.
Yeah, guy.
I don't really think people are ugly.
Wow.
Yeah, like I'm not like, oh my God, that guy's so ugly. Like that's not like a thought that I have.
Yeah.
They're either attractive to me or they're not. And I'm not saying that every guy who's not attractive to me isn't attractive.
This is a hard question because I'm trying to think of someone ugly and I can't.
Exactly.
Like think of.
What, like
do you got somebody?
I have nobody that comes to mind where I'm like, oh,
I mean,
this
certainly
ugly.
There's people that like you could look at and be like, oh, that person is ugly, like subconsciously, even if you don't feel like being mean.
No, like, I don't think there's people I have that. I really don't. There's nobody that comes to mind when I think of like somebody who's ugly.
Okay. But you've never thought that before about anybody?
No, I don't really think I've ever thought somebody's ugly.
Mm-hmm. What about like
they just might be attractive? No, either
very unattractive.
I think that I have a very small niche interest of like who I think is attractive, and just because I don't find them attractive doesn't mean that they're not attractive.
Yeah, but do you ever look at somebody and they're like, okay, might be unattractive?
No, they're just
you know that girl or I'm not sure if it's like a girl or like a guy actually.
I think average guys are medium ugly. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so there's some rating.
No, that's
there's some
that's,
rating there.
No, that's like a title.
Average guys are medium ugly.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
That's like a thing where they're just like they're just like average looking.
Okay. Let's do this. Okay. Fictional cartoon Shrek. Let's take Shrek. Okay.
Smash or pass.
I say to you, hey Amber, like you kind of look like Shrek.
Uh huh.
What would be your reaction?
I'd be like, damn, what the fuck?
Right. But I'm like, no, it doesn't mean you're ugly, but you do resemble an ugly character.
Okay. I get it.
Right.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So did I, like, by associating you with Shrek, did I kind of call you ugly?
I mean, Frost, you call me an elephant all the time.
But you called yourself an elephant earlier. Yeah. I didn't do that.
No.
I just repeated what you said.
No, this is, you call me elephant in general.
No, but he was saying it in a nice way. Like, he doesn't think elephant.
I think that you just resemble, you know, an elephant. Yeah. But it doesn't mean that you are an elephant.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Also, I say jokingly. Mm-hmm.
But I do mean you're an elephant. No, I'm kidding.
I was trying to save this earlier, but you know the same guy who, like, took out the sword?
Yeah.
Later, like a year later, Frost ended up surprising him to me, like at for my birthday.
What?
Like, you know, Frost does this thing where for my birthday or for certain things, he'll bring somebody as like a twist, right? Like somebody who's like, like this would be like a fun person to add to the mix, or
like
this would shake,
I did this?
And it would shake things up. And then like he brought that same person to my birthday this year.
Oh.
This wow. year?
Yeah.
Wait, what happened this year? What did we do for your birthday this year?
The concert.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Shit. Because he was at your...
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
That is so interesting.
Oh my god, dude, that's crazy.
And the reason was because of the sword. That is insane.
Yeah,
I did have a conversation with this person
knowing weaponry. Everything that I know, like, this is part of who he is.
Yeah
And it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
but for somebody like you,
uh-huh,
who finds that cringy,
uh-huh,
then you would then find that entire person
cringy.
Cringe. Because like him and a lot of people that I know that are this way have very specific niche interests.
That's messed up.
This was the beginning of my niche interest hate era.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Wow.
She doesn't like people who are quote unquote nerdy.
That's not true.
Well, he fits a lot of those things. And I actually like a lot of those things that he likes.
Mm-hmm.
Because and people who are like really passionate about certain things and have some sort of,
I enjoyed
background.
The fact that he has passions, okay, and interests.
Just not
the
sword.
The sword just really, really took it home.
Let me ask you a question. What would it be for you if you had to surprise a guy,
mm-hmm,
with, you know, close your eyes, I'm going to, mm-hmm, put something in your... Like, what would it be for you?
An ice spice chia pet.
What would it really be?
I don't know. Probably that. Oh, as God, of right now...
Here's my thong.
My thong? No. I don't really know what I would do.
Guys just want one
thing. I think guys have things that they're, like, more excited about that are, like...
For the boys.
And that was definitely a for the boys type of thing.
I do agree. That is a for the boys type of
for
thing.
For sure.
But I don't think it's enough to be like.
If we were like,
there are like a lot of girls that are very impressed by something like that.
Yeah,
if we
but
were
also
like
if he pulled out
10 dates in, I think it would be completely different.
If
energy.
He pulled out like Legos or something, mm-hmm. I would see. Yeah. But like it's a sword. Like I think that's up
think
there
that,
with the most badass.
I think
this is this should have been your reaction to really find out if it was, you know, appropriate or not.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he shows you the sword,
mm-hmm.
you go into his kitchen.
Okay.
And then you start taking fruits and different mm-hmm. things and throwing them at him. If he's as good as me or better,
uh-huh.
then he knows how to use that sword.
Here's the thing. I would have loved if there's like swords on the wall and I can see this is his passion.
Oh,
right?
You just don't want him to know how to use them.
No, but I'm like, oh, wow. Like this is something that you care about. Or like maybe there's a collection of them. Even Legos. Maybe there's like a setup.
But
then
him handing it to you.
The like preparation and the like build up.
What were you expecting?
Just anything else.
Anything else?
Like
nunchucks?
Oh my God, is this your cock?
Just like anything else.
Wow, it's so big.
She still has her eyes closed. Take the wrap off.
So imagine my surprise when I walk into my birthday and I see him there and I was like, oh, this is fun. Okay, well, this is fun now.
I have to reevaluate that now, play it back in my head.
Yeah.
And you didn't know about this?
No, he didn't know till just now.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I don't know much of what happens behind the scenes between people.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
And that's something I would not have guessed or known.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't tell me that day either. So like maybe, I don't know, like would it have helped telling me that day? I don't know.
I don't think so.
No, I think right now is the perfect time.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Honestly, if you told me then, I would have been like, yo, we gotta go get a sword.
Where can we get a sword?
We both show up
with swords.
Oh my God.
Amber, we were at a SZA concert. She was singing Kill Bill. Like, this is all on theme.
Yeah.
No, I mean, otherwise, this is a great person. I want to be friends with this
person.
No,
I'm talking about the swords theme.
Yeah. I mean, Kill Bill is a vibe, not a sword.
I know, but do you know what she uses
in
Kill Bill?
She has a sword.
Okay.
It's one of the greatest.
Sword
like,
energy is different than sword presenting.
All right. I really want to hear some feedback about this
entire
Women, segment.
If you like swords or not, let us know.
Or like if it was presented to you.
Like if it's like a guy using like a protective like weapon and he's like, yo, this is my
I
weapon.
Think I also have the ick from like guns too when guys are like carrying like really big guns and they're like taking a picture with them. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
We have a lot of pictures like that.
Yeah.
Who does?
We do. Yeah, we do. I actually have a picture with Shamir and he's holding a little gun and I'm holding a big gun.
Well, I mean, if it's like a vacation pic, I think it's a little different.
No, that was.
But like, we were serious.
Yeah, we're serious.
Yikes. Okay. Anyways.
Okay, Shamir, you have something for us?
Yes, I do. So, I was actually inspired by Firas, and I actually got a sword too. No, I'm kidding.
I'll get you one.
That would be cool. No, Firas, I don't know if you talked about this on the podcast, but he said that he did a half marathon. And so my friend is doing a half marathon out in Cali.
Mm-hmm.
He invited me. Mm. So I was like, you know what? If Frost can do it, I can do it.
Let's go, baby.
So I signed up.
If Frost can have long hair, I can have long hair.
If he can have a sword, I can have a sword.
If he can run a half marathon, I can run a half. Let's go, baby.
Yeah,
I love it. You're the original Regina George.
Yeah. So
what?
I have no idea what that reference is.
I know it's
Girls, but like.
You know how when she cut like the holes in her thing and everybody in the school was doing it? Everything that Regina George did. Whatever. I wish you were Girls.
But yeah, bought shoes, started my training plan.
What kind of shoes?
Already. It's Asics.
Let's go.
Very cushioned.
Yes.
Mm. I'm also now 6 foot because of them. So there's many benefits to this.
Love it.
They're also the most comfortable shoes. I see why old white people wear very comfortable running shoes, even though they're ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Lifestyle is different.
How far out is it?
It's in March, early March.
Okay.
That's exciting.
So 3 months, and I've already started training like a couple of days.
What does training look like?
Training is like, we'll do like speed running. So at first I was very like nervous because I didn't know like what the plan was. I was watching like YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
Frost said like, oh, you just like run far and then like see how you do it. And then it'll decrease the time.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't enough for me to be like, all right, like I can do this. So I was just, my friend told me, just get the Nike Running Club app.
Oh.
And that app is insane.
That's what I use.
Yeah. Oh. So that app, it tells you like day by day, do this, rest this day, do like fast runs here, do long run here. And that's nice because it tells you like a laid out plan. You just like follow it. Mm-hmm. And so for anybody that's like anxious of like, what do I do or where do I go? That's like an exact app. And you, it sets the date like, okay, you're 14 weeks out, you're 13 weeks out. Mm. So yeah, I did like a, so I used to run way back in the day, like a lot. And I haven't run in a while since like beginning of COVID. Mm-hmm. And so then once I started running, I'm like, dude, this is tough. Like I did a mile, 2 miles, 3 miles. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how did I used to do this like way back in the day? But it's just training. And I think this is like the hardest part, but.
Yeah, the beginning is always like the toughest and you're like, no way.
Yeah, yeah. It's so bad. Like it's, I didn't think it would be that bad, but if you haven't run in a while, dude, like,
yeah, no.
First starting, like, oh my god.
It's also, you could be still very athletic, but running will knock the wind out of you.
Yeah.
Like going on a Stairmaster for an hour, doable for me. But running for a long period of time, after Frost like has been talking about running and stuff, I tried and I was like, dang, this is like hard.
It was
funny because my brother, he is like extremely, you know, big on fitness. He doesn't skip a day at the gym. You know, he's into bodybuilding and all of that. And then when I asked him to do the half marathon, he was like, yeah, let's do it. And he thought of it as a challenge. But then even recently we did the turkey trot, and my goal was I want to like stay with him because he was like very persistent on being like, I'm going to beat you. And I love that because like as brothers, you get to kind of compete in that way. And I was like, I want to beat him by like a second. Like that's my goal.
Yeah, yeah.
And I told him that. I was like, my sister was signing us up and she was like, what do you guys want to put in as your like target goals? And then I literally responded. I said, "What like minus a second, whatever the hour puts." And he was like, okay, no way. Like you're going to. I'm not going to let this happen. So the whole time I see him, he did the same thing he did in the half marathon where he's booking it.
Yeah. Mm.
And he's like, no, I got this. Like, I'm going to, you know, get this. And then every couple of, you know, stops, I see him as I'm like trying to do the pace that I had set in my mind. He stops, is like spitting or like almost like about to throw up. And then he starts sprinting again. And then he's like stops about to like throw up, starts sprinting again.
Yeah.
And then right at the end where you can see the finish line, I'm like, now I've been behind him the whole time. Then I see him right there and I give him a little pat on the back, smile,
dang,
give him a peace sign,
oh,
beat
shit.
Him by 4 seconds.
Damn, that's evil.
That's so mean. God. I love it though.
The rabbit and the turtle.
Wow. Mm. Poetic. But yeah, like I feel like with the running, there's just like a huge culture around it.
Yeah.
That like I knew was there. But I didn't know how deep it gets.
Oh, it's deep.
Yeah, it's like crazy. Like people are talking about like the shoes or like long distance running or like, you know, I do these marathons or, you know, people are so like technical with it. They're like, oh, I do zone two heart rate running, zone three heart rate. I'm like, what the heck? I thought you just run, bro. Like, even though I've been in cross country and stuff like that and like, and I did outdoor track and stuff like that. But I didn't know it just gets this like technical. And I'm like, dude.
And TikTok will take you to a place where you're just like, do I need new shoes, a runner's vest, and like
the
goop,
a pouch
to run with the goo,
the goo packets.
And just like all these things. I'm like making a list. I'm like, do I need this shit? I'm running 3 miles. Like I don't need this.
Yeah, yeah.
But finding any like interest that you have and like going into it, you could just like fall into a deep dive. You're like, whoa, this shit goes deep.
Yeah.
Like Cody Ko has his whole channel dedicated to running.
Yeah, yeah.
Cody trains. And I don't know. I didn't realize that there was this huge world behind it until.
But the reason I bought the shoes, like I could have used my regular shoes or whatnot. I just wanted to get things so I'm more excited. Mm-hmm. So once I bought the shoes, I'm like, oh, let's go. Like I'm excited to run for like other reasons and whatnot. So I'm like, okay. Because right now it sucks. Mm-hmm. Like running is not enjoyable at all. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, this sucks, but it's fun seeing like other people. They're like, oh, it's easy. It gets easier. So it's like calming.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, dude, after I did like 3 miles, I'm like, bro, I have to do 10 more miles with this. Like that's insane.
Do you have like a time in mind?
I mean, I want to do like less than 2 hours, but I don't know. What was your time?
Yeah, that was my goal too.
Under 2 hours. Did you do
it? And I got like 156, I think.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But I'm really excited for you because running is one of those things that it's like nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like nobody cares about your time. I mean, they might, but like for the most part, nobody cares. It doesn't matter. Nobody's going to see you when you're training or not training. It's truly your thing. And the reason why other runners get excited for people who are like trying to take this on for the first time is like, I know what it's going to do to your mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm so excited for you to experience that feeling. And that's what like my sister was so addicted to the first time she did it with me and wanted my whole family to experience that thing. And that's the runner's high at, or, you know, just accomplishing something that is just like, this was good for me.
Yeah.
Like you'll never have a day where you regret like running. After the run is over.
Yeah.
During it, before it, you'll regret the entire time. 100%. It sucks the whole time.
Yeah.
At the gym, when you go, you can put the weights down. You can take as much rest as you want. It's a vibe. You're chilling. You can listen to whatever you want. Running sucks.
Yeah.
It always sucks. When it's over, it's the best feeling.
Yeah. You feel good. Like you feel like your mind's clear. I feel more creative sometimes too. Like afterwards, I'm like, cause I think it in the chemicals in your brain, like work that like usually don't when you run.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, this is interesting. And it's what's also cool is like, I think the training aspect, I feel like I'm like a legit athlete now. I'm like, oh yeah, I got to do this plan and stuff like that. Cause like
following the plan is fun.
Following the plan. Cause like working out, like I've always worked out and whatnot. And it's like, you kind of get comfortable in like the way you work out. It's like chill. It's easy. But this is like something you have to do that's very difficult. And you're like, oh shit, I have to get to this.
And in your adult life, you don't have like those same high school or college sports to compete for anymore.
Yeah.
Unless you sign up for like, you know, little clubs or stuff like that.
Yeah.
But this is one of those things that it's like, oh, I can actually train, get better and accomplish.
Yeah.
My goal.
Yeah. The only thing that's hard, I would also say, is not just the running, but like diet too. Like I have to increase the amount I have to eat as well. And I'm still doing
that's
like,
the best part, I think.
It's the best part, but it's like, it's annoying too. Cause I'm like, oh, I have to eat like so often where like I'm doing something or I'm working, but I'm like, shit, I have to eat. Like I have to, oh dang, I have to fuel up. And then I'm also still like working out normally as well. So then that adds like double the time I'm like working.
That was the worst part for me.
Yeah.
Was still doing the gym and then trying to like fit an hour in.
Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah. I'm excited for you, dude. Good luck.
I'm excited too.
We'll keep up with the journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had something?
I did. Yeah. So, I have over the years been sharing like random dating app experiences and whatever, right? And so I think a couple of days ago, I came to a point where I just went ahead and just cold turkey deleted every dating app on my phone. The Hinge, the Salams, the Bumble, the, I think I had one more, Muzzmatch. And I was like, I just cold turkey quit all of them.
What was the reason?
It was very freeing.
Did you feel like it was consuming your time or like consuming your energy?
No, I felt guilty not using it like properly. Cause in my head I was like, if I'm on the apps and I'm not trying, then I feel like I'm not putting an effort towards this the way that I should. And that just made me feel like I was failing at it. But I was like, if I don't have them at all, I feel very accomplished,
gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
So I just started reminiscing on the time that I was having on there. And maybe Frost was onto something. Like, maybe it's because everybody was the same guy in a different font.
Maybe if you gave the sword guys a chance. Because they actually have personality and other interests besides lifting and watching Andrew Tate videos and listening to Drake, going to the club, spending all their money on haircuts. Maybe you'd run into somebody who's decent.
Great point. and so I started just reminiscing on all the times that I've had on the app. And I started reflecting a little bit about what it was that I had on my profile. And specifically on Minder, on my, Salams, I had my bio said something along the lines of, I'm just trying to look for somebody to roast that like me and him can roast each other for the rest of our lives, right? This exact prompt invoked so many insults. Okay.
Wait, say the prompt one more time.
It said, I'm just trying to find somebody cool with roasting each other for the rest of our lives.
Okay.
I was thinking like, you know, light banter, roasting.
Oh, did they come and start roasting you?
They came in and they were just like, you're so ugly. Ha ha, your turn. And I was like,
what?
I was like, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold hold on. So this one guy just replies. He goes, it's a shame that you have everything go to your butt because you have the flattest chest I've ever seen. Your turn.
What the?
Just stuck his tongue out.
Yo, that's wild. What the heck?
And then, so you tell a guy that, like, you like good banter, and he's just like, you're fat. And I'm like, that's not how we're going.
So do you actually like the roasting, or?
I like good banter.
Wait, did you say lightly roasting? Was that in your thing?
No, it wasn't.
Just
it
was roasting. Dark roast?
Dark roast.
Like roasting would be.
Double brew?
Double brew.
Like, for example, there's limits to roasting, right? If somebody's 5'6". Right? I'm not going to come guns blazing calling him a short king.
I feel like that's a compliment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Short king?
Yeah, short king.
That's also backhanded too. But like, I'm just saying, I'm not going to come in and go straight for his height because that's a cheap one. Like, okay. You don't want to go for the cheap roast. You want to say no, something.
You start off with a, you know.
Something slight.
Little obvious. You know, yeah. Let
so
it cook.
What were you expecting? Like,
for example, if somebody's short, right? I would be like, aw, I'm going to have so much fun looking down into your eyes. That's a roast.
Okay.
You know, not like, oh my God, you're so short, I could step on you. Like, that's an insult.
Yeah, that's not funny.
Like, that's an insult, yeah. You know?
It should be funny. I think that, like, if it's creative or funny, then they get points. But if they're just like, you're ugly, then it's like, okay.
All right.
I am.
Thanks.
I'm literally Shrek.
Yeah.
No, but what if it's so messed up that you start laughing?
I mean, I do start laughing, but I'm also unmatched. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
The whole marriage is like that.
And so I just thought it was funny because you're just like, oh yeah, like I like teasing. He's like, yeah, you're so fugly. I'm like, oh my God, you don't even like me. What are you doing? But then I started going through a couple of highlights of some of the most recent screenshots I had to say RIP to my dating accounts.
Okay.
So there was this video of me doing a swing, like a aerial yoga swing. I'm on a silk and I'm kicking backwards. And somebody just replied and said, I would like for you to drop kick me into oblivion. Okay.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That's a, what do you call it? Like when, like a submissive.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's like those meme sort of like how guys do, like if they see like a celebrity, they're like, I want you to like
that's a simpy
yeah, yeah, guy. Like I would let her choke me to like asphyxiate or something.
Yeah. Like when Lewis Hamilton is like taking a car selfie, I reply to and I'm like, run me over with your car.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Okay.
So do girls like that? Or like, do you like that when guys do that? Or is that like,
if it's
does that
funny.
Emasculate?
No, as long as it's funny, right? Like, okay. If you're pulling it off,
yeah.
You can say whatever you want.
Or if you're okay. Jacked and you say that, like, girls would be like, oh, yeah, that's cute. But if you're not, then, like, I feel like it don't hit.
Here's another one. Somebody said, do you want to know what I first noticed about you? I said, let's hear it. He said, eyes, dark and mysterious. And then I saw the ass, and that's why I like the picture.
Is that flattering or?
No.
Why is that not flattering?
Like, I'm thinking this is going somewhere.
Yeah.
Eyes, dark and mysterious. What's next?
From the guy's perspective, that's like, that's what they admire.
I replied and said, I'm so sorry, but I have to unmatch.
Oh, you gave him the warning?
I gave him the warning.
He was just being honest, yeah.
Is this segment just to talk about your ass, by the way? Just to
it's not.
Build up all
these
the compliments?
Are these are literally, no, these are actual like problems. These are not compliments.
This is not the Boom Boom podcast.
This is not compliments. This is like insults. If anything,
Frost comes next week. He's like, I like the way you hold your sword.
So I made this video on Instagram that said sluttiest things a man can do. Right. And it was just a video saying like he has a niche scented candle. Right. Like it's like a cardamom, like something. Or if he has fuzzy pillows or something. Right.
You just want a guy version of you.
This watch the video. And so a guy came to my Hinge and he said, I might have visited your Instagram and you posted on here and I saw the video about the sluttiest things a man can do. So hilarious. I'm obsessed with unique candles. The one I currently use is out of the world. right? So naturally, what would you ask back?
Like, what does that smell like?
Right. So I said, that's so fun. I love that. Please enlighten me more about on what kind of candle you have. He said, no. That was it.
Yeah, he's gatekeeping.
That's
what you wanted. You wanted him to have a very niche, you know, scented candle. Why would he share it with you? Maybe once he puts the ring on, that's when
I find out the candle.
Maybe the ring itself has a little opening and then you smell it. And then
smell the candle.
You're like, this is the worst thing I've ever smelled. Take it back.
Yeah, I was just like, oh. But I just wanted to say RIP to my dating accounts. All I had was bad endorsements about me being a ghoster. So take that. Now you can't say that to me anymore.
Are you ever going to get back on?
I don't see that happening.
Why?
I think I'm just done.
I've heard a lot of people.
You're like, waving the white flag?
I'm waving the white flag.
I think a lot of people I've heard like are getting off the dating apps. They're saying it's one, it's not the same as it used to be. Two,
what did it used to be?
I think before, once like all these, because I think all of them have algorithms and stuff. And so before it was just like you kind of see everyone in your area. Now that there's so many people, they kind of have to have like an algorithm. And so with the algorithm, like it'll, for guys, it's like much worse. Girls, they'll just kind of swipe right just to like get matches and whatnot. So it's like very predatory towards like guys using the app so that they can like buy the plus so that they can have more swipes on the girls. But for girls, it's like, you know, you can kind of just swipe. I think it's a much better experience for the girl than it is for the guy. And yeah, a lot of people are just getting off of it. You know, they're not finding success. So, it seems like from the guy's perspective that girls are not taking it as serious.
Yeah.
And then the guys, they're like trying really hard or like, you know, they're trying to like throw.
I can confirm that seeing Amber's profile, because it was like I saw her matches and it was so many matches that she's never talked to.
That's wild.
Like she just matches people and then is like, I'm good. What's the point of matching somebody if you're not even going to talk to them?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you want them to say something first?
I'm very selective about like who I'm even matching with. And so there were
over 100 people.
And how long have I been on the apps?
I don't know.
Like for years.
I can tell you a guy for that many years, they won't get that many matches.
Well,
their whole life.
Yeah, literally.
Well, over the years that they have collected, but my problem is there's two parts to a dating app, right? One, your intentionality has to be there. I have a friend who found great success with the apps, but she said she treated it like a full-time job. She had the intentionality, right? I think the other part of it is that like, what do you want to build from the apps, right? Like, what are you looking for? And for me, I want a deep connection and I'm not getting that from the apps.
But you haven't even messaged these guys.
I know. Because the intentionality is not there.
A deep connection is somebody laying their sword in your hands. It doesn't get any deeper than that. Yeah. I mean, literally, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hey, we'll see. But RIP.
Maybe. Good luck. What are you going to do now? Just
exist in life.
Girls?
Exist in life.
Just enjoy. Do what I want to do and not worry about it.
Which is?
Just exist.
Just exist.
Yeah. If like there's zero pressure to it.
Maybe find a niche interest.
Yeah.
The gym. Hopefully there's, I pay a lot of money for a gym now.
That's really niche.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully there's.
There's no guys at the gym that you're like interested in.
There's a lot of you guys at the gym.
All 100 people you match with at the same gym. Hey, I noticed you got off the app. What's with that? No, she never talked to me.
Yeah, no.
Any work husbands? Have you heard that term?
No.
Have you heard that term? Work husband?
Yeah.
That to me, I don't know. That's weird.
My husband had a work wife. No, he would not.
First of all, we don't have that. So like, I feel like it's not two way, or is it two way?
It's supposed to be two way.
It's supposed to be two way. But like girls that say
like
they have
a work wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like that's wrong.
That definitely exists.
I feel like that's wrong.
It is wrong.
I mean, literally, one of the things we had marked as our, one of the topics we were going to talk about, the two news anchors that, ended up marrying each other and then their exes married each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are these two news anchors. What show were they on?
They were
Good Morning America.
Yeah.
Okay. The two news anchors of Good Morning America.
Amy Robick, is it? Or
Robick. Yeah.
TJ Holmes.
TJ Holmes and Amy Robick. They had great chemistry on camera and they reportedly were spotted, you know, sleeping with each other and like having an affair. Even though they're both married. And the news, I think, came out where their ex husband and wife are now seeing each other.
Yeah. Trauma bonding.
Trauma bonding.
On like peak. The 1 year anniversary of it too. Apparently the story behind it was that Amy had already been going through divorce for a while and others knew about the divorce. Hmm. TJ had just started to go through the divorce and had not told many people about it. So the station fired them for dating, I guess. And they ended up doing this interview for like a year later. And they're basically talking about how he was super private with it. And when he wasn't ready to share with like his daughter yet that he was dating and that they were broken up and splitting up or whatever. And they came out to be like, it was like the worst time of our lives and da da da. And I was like, I feel sympathy, but how much sympathy should I feel for like an adulterous couple, you know?
Yeah.
But I think the most like, and really in those situations, the only people you're really feeling bad for is the spouses. Mm-hmm. How vindicating is it to the spouses to then get with each other and be like, now what?
Yeah.
Would you do that?
If you were
like the ex, mm-hmm. like contact the other ex and be like.
I wouldn't contact, but I'd reply to a DM.
Not with the intention of getting together, mm-hmm. but maybe like, hey, like, how did it feel? Like, did it messed up? Was it messed up and whatnot? But. What's crazy is like before all this happened, I remember there'd be pictures of them like smiling together and then people would be like, oh, they're definitely smashing.
Mm. Like, really?
Yeah. People like felt that energy even way before that. Or there was a clip where she's like laughing so hard of something he just like said that wasn't even that funny. And then they're like, oh, they definitely have like some chemistry going on.
He's just my work husband.
Yeah, dude.
Yikes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I have some friends that like, have their significant other, working with somebody who they're like, I don't like that person. Mm. Like they talk too much to, you know, my partner.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
And I think, if you're the partner who's like at home or, you know, working another job and you hear about that, it's like, yeah, that's weird for sure. Because there's this like graph that's been going around on social media that shows how much time you spend with different groups of people throughout your life. And it's like your family, it's like all the way up in the beginning and then slowly it starts to go all the way down. Mm-hmm. And then it's like your friends, it goes like really high at like towards the middle of your life and then it goes really low and balances it out.
Yeah.
And then your coworkers are the people you spend the majority of your life with.
Yeah.
More than your family, more than your friends.
Yeah.
And so if you've got a work hubby, a work wifey,
because you're about to spend more time with my man than me. Yeah.
Right.
I think if you're single, then you can have like a work husband or work wife.
Yeah.
That's completely fine. I think that's, you know, do your thing. But if the other person is married or single, that's a problem.
Because if you're having problems within your marriage, that person's going to look really comfortable to you. And I have a friend who expressed how her father had a work wife and that when their parents started having just minor issues, he hopped and he cheated on her mom.
The go-to.
With the work wife.
Building them up.
And she threw hands. Yeah. And I was like, she absolutely should.
Wow.
It's like stuffing a pig and then waiting for it to just cook. And then as soon as something bad happens at home, boom, we feast.
we feast.
Suck for Allah.
Not the pigs.
Yeah, not the pigs.
Yeah.
Turkeys.
We've got an hour in. Do we want to save the other ones for Patreon?
You got some stuff that you want to talk about, right?
Yeah. It's going to be a long thing, though.
Okay, long thing.
I'd rather tease it for the Patreon.
Okay.
We could do one last, the Instagram one.
I thought that's what you had. Yeah.
Let's do that. This is a video that came out and it's this bathroom chef who is cooking shrimp and mashed potatoes on an airplane. I wanted to see this, see what you guys think about this.
I got a terrible idea. It's a terrible idea.
Stroll away.
The stuff I got packed definitely looks like a bomb.
Is he going just to do this?
I don't know. But that battery that he has is crazy.
Okay, so he's getting the water.
Okay. Oh, snap.
He has a battery?
Are you even allowed to take a battery that...
No, we can, as brown people, we cannot do that.
Yeah. Remember Ahmed the Clock Kid?
Yeah.
Ew. He's putting the shrimp in the bathroom sink. What are you doing,
That's
buddy?
Gross.
Is he warming the water with the battery?
Yeah, he's we're doing heating up the water. Oh, okay. He made mashed potatoes. That looks good, though.
Ew.
It does look good.
I feel like there was a more cleaner way to do this.
Yeah, you could have brought his own bowl or put like a plastic around the sink.
Yeah, there we go. He's got the mashed potatoes and shrimp. Does look pretty good.
Not going to lie, with that amount of effort, he could have done a lot more.
Yeah, and how did he get the 6-volt battery on the airplane?
As a white dude, that's like, the privilege. He rebuilt it. That's privilege right there. We cannot bring that battery.
And this is what just happened was Walmart behavior, and it makes sense because both of the brands that he has for the roasted garlic, mashed potatoes, and the shrimp, they're from Walmart.
Great value.
Yeah. I don't know. There's what's it called? I've seen TikToks of this guy. He's literally in his dorm room, and he's like, "Yeah, I made Thanksgiving dinner in my dorm room," and it's literally like he's just chilling there, and he'll make like crazy foods in his dorm room. And I'm like, "What is this?
Is it on his bed?
It's on his bed.
Yeah,
you seen that?
There's a lot of TikTokers like that now.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, that's crazy. So I thought this was gonna be like that, where he makes something like insane, but he didn't even
in
make
his seat.
Yeah, but
I give him creativity points. I mean, he was able to pull it off, and it looked like. If you had that as is in a bowl, you wouldn't know that he just cooked it in the sink of an airplane.
Yeah.
But also this meal could have been easily prepared at home and taken in a container and eaten on a plane.
Yeah, but they wouldn't let him take the container.
Yeah, yeah, you can.
You can?
Yeah. You can take food.
You could take food.
Surprisingly.
But I thought it has to be like
that's only
not
liquids.
Frozen seal.
Liquids.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can take like biryani.
You could take like real
food. No, because I know people that tried to take specifically biryani.
Not like cross countries, but if it's like a meal, like an eatable meal.
No, it was in the States.
You can take like a
what
a
airline
small
was
meal.
This?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Spirit, no.
You can take small meals through TSA. Like if you stopped at Chick-fil-A and you went straight through TSA, you can take
it. I know, but
it.
That's like after you've crossed security, I thought.
No, you can buy it like on your way and take it through.
That's true.
Okay.
So this was a whole lot.
Yeah, but when you're... Okay.
But also, there was other ways to go about this. There was a plug in the bathroom, right? There's plugs in airplanes. He could have taken a portable...
Yeah.
He could have taken a portable cooker.
Maybe it doesn't output. No.
And the other part is
now,
the mashed
potatoes.
I like
the fact that he cooked it in the sink with the doo-doo. Like other people's doo-doo just washing down that drain, and he cooked... mashed potatoes and shrimp in that, and then ate it. And he ate it with his bare hands, too. No silverware. This guy wants to die.
He could have put plastic wrap
on the thing.
On the thing.
And let me tell you something. This guy has the best immune system of all time. And this is how you do it right here. This is how you get it.
You know, those commercials with that germ, like Germ X?
Yeah.
He looks like that germ.
He is the germ.
They even give you free milk on the plane. You could have put milk in the mashed potatoes.
This guy comes around to you, automatically get COVID-30. Yeah.
They even give you boiling hot water for tea that he could have just used.
Yeah.
Look,
instead
if he was sitting
next to you.
Instead
of taking a battery. There's a lot of creativity that's happening and also lacking.
Yeah. Now, I'm a pretty big germaphobe. But if this guy was sitting next to you on a plane and you have to eat that stupid airplane food, you know, the dessert that's just like a sponge sometimes they give you and the chicken and rice that's just like all nasty. It's just like water. Like
you got to get like non-meat meals on airplanes.
They don't look any better.
They look so much.
Have you ever had an airplane meal where you were like, dang, this is bussing right
only
here.
Only when
is
it's
so
vegetarian.
Good. Really?
Yeah.
Even the vegetables, they don't taste right.
No, because they usually give you like Alfredo pasta if it's vegetarian.
They put freaking chemicals in the food to make you not poop, I think. You guys ever heard of this?
Do they actually?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that? Like they're lacking fiber?
Yeah, I think, hold on, let me look it up.
That's crazy.
If they're just lacking fiber, then that's really messed up because you already have like issues when you're traveling.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to back me up even more, buddy?
But that'd be helpful too. Like, imagine like needing to poop. That's uncomfortable in the airplane.
I'm taking any opportunity to poop. And if something's going to help me go, I'm taking it.
Laxative?
Hey.
You'll take it?
I mean, maybe not on the airplane. But I travel with laxatives all the time.
Okay, here's an article
about the anti-laxative meals on airplanes. Let's see.
Basically, food really does taste different in the air.
Oh, like your taste bud changes due to
altitude?
Yes,
it's saltier and sweeter. but it changes. Okay. Interesting. Why do we crave tomato juice? I've never craved tomato juice. Who said that, bro?
Why do I feel tipsier?
The top priority isn't taste. Why you should avoid the coffee? All right. I don't like this article.
Top priority isn't taste because it's preservation.
Beware the tray table.
Where's the thing about the anti-laxatives?
There's a ton of waste. How they're prepared might surprise you.
I don't think you chose.
All right, maybe it's a hoax.
Maybe it's a TikTok you saw.
But
it's actually technically true that airplane food causes constipation. It isn't due to the quality or the ingredients. It's the high elevation.
Gotcha. The chemicals
spreading lies.
Look, I heard it somewhere. Still think that it's true.
You should go to that person and be like, you know, you lied.
I think it was like Uber Facts or something.
Uber Facts.
Remember Uber Facts? Like, you used to have all these fake facts, and it's like, all right.
I was like distraught when I heard it was fake. Mm. I was like, what?
It was just a guy.
Yeah, like I thought it was real. Like all these like facts. Like,
I
Uber
kind
facts.
Of always thought that they were fake.
Really?
No, yeah. You didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You saw Uber
not,
Facts?
Not fake, but I never was like, oh, that's true. I was like, that's a random statement.
That's crazy.
All right, let's take the rest of this to Patreon.
Yeah. What are we going to have on the Patreon?
On the Patreon today, we're going to be comparing the most annoying fandoms of all time.
Yes.
I think it's going to be really fun.
And then we're also going to unbox this Ice Spice Chia Pet.
That's right.
That Amber got. So we're going to see like if it's cool and whatnot and see if it grows live on the podcast.
Ooh, kill
Again, him. If you don't know, we put episodes up every Tuesday morning along with a new full Patreon episode every single week.
Yeah, we put a lot of effort into. That we like stay up longer and we're just like grinding this Patreon episode.
We're eating airplane food to stay constipated and not poop.
Not poop.
That's right.
Yeah. So if you do have Patreon or, you know, you want to sub to us on Patreon, bonus episodes.
Also, if I talked about you in this episode, I'm so sorry.
It's been another sword.
Another flavor.
So much sharper.
Oh, nice. We'll talk to you next time.